Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hi there, Pia.
Hello, Simone.
I heard that you kind of like to read. Is this true?
Oh, man, it's so true. I read a book per day, and I read sometimes over the weekends. I read several books per day. So, yes, I definitely like to read a lot.
That's insane. But see, the thing is you also like to write, don't you?
I do. It's just because sometimes I read so much that my writing time becomes actually very marginalized.
Because I can only imagine.
Even on a working day, I go home and read a whole novel. So
I don't know how you do it, but I guess that's for another podcast. Because today we're going to talk about another problem that arises from both reading a lot and writing, and that's being influenced by different literary sources. So
yeah,
are there any authors, let's start with that you really idolize, Pia, that
yes,
have influenced your work a lot?
Influenced my work, I hope so, but definitely there are writers that I read several times, one of whom is T.S. Eliot.
Oh, wow.
Always try to read a little bit of poetry before I start writing, because I find the cadences of poetry very, very inspiring to the cadences of the writing style. And it's completely coincidental, but the other person I like very, very much and I read a lot of is George Eliot. So two Eliots.
You just like those Eliots.
But completely different writing style. And
yeah.
I think I can never get enough of Madame the Floss or Middlemarch. So I have a few classic writers that I like to read. And I like to read them while I'm writing. And I like to read them even when I'm not writing, so that I know that someday I'll go back to writing. So the thing that we've discussed this in my blog, and you and I have talked about it a little bit, is that people talk about how when they read and write simultaneously, they worry about the literary genius's style influencing theirs.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always characterized in television shows and movies, too. You know, the artist or the author is, you know, desperate and shoveling through writer's block and then creates something in this moment of a haze, and then his friend reads it and he's like, no, this is William Shakespeare. Or no, you just reproduced Starry Night. And they're like, no!
Yeah.
So ever since I saw those caricatures as a kid and while growing up, I thought, oh, so I guess if you're writing something, you can't read anything. You have to block yourself off or else you'll be...
Well, Simone, I think maybe you have something in there in the sense that if you're talking about plagiarism...
Yeah.
That's a completely different beast from influence.
This is true. So, well, let's talk about that. Where do you draw the line?
If you're lifting sentences, entire sentences, it's plagiarism. And there's absolutely no doubt about it. And it's very rare that this is accidental.
Yeah.
Almost all acts of plagiarism have been found to be deliberate.
So this doesn't really happen like it does in cartoons and stuff when someone just...
Subconsciously, writes this exact work.
So I don't have to worry
else.
About that.
No, you definitely do not.
Thank
but
goodness.
Plagiarism is very serious.
Yes.
And it is extremely corrupt and very, very dishonest, because not only are you passing off someone else's work as your own, you're kind of saying that no one will notice. So you're saying that the writer is not famous enough or good enough for your work to get caught. And you're saying that you are better than this writer because you think that this work, plagiarized piece of work, will bring you fame when it hasn't done that for the writer in question. So it's a very, very serious situation.
Well, and even more so, you're marginalizing your own work. And
you're going to get caught, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get caught. It's not, it's bad form. It's very, very bad for your career. But also... Don't you want your writing to flourish? Aren't you writing because you like to write? And don't you trust yourself to maybe aspire to be better than the influencers that you're
copying? I agree with you, but I also say that I do understand the insecurity from where people feel compelled to plagiarize. Because when you're writing something for so long and you're having a hard time with it, it seems such a small thing to do to lift that sentence that someone else wrote so beautifully. But you really must not. If you're that tired or that taken, you know, that exhausted from writing,
take a break.
Yeah, you need to take a break. So one of the situations where it was heartbreaking, in the instance of plagiarism was heartbreaking, was Kavya Vishwanathan. She got a giant deal from, I think, Simon & Schuster, lots and lots of money for advances.
Oh, my word.
She was only 18 years old, and she got a two-book deal.
Oh.
And she wrote this gorgeous book called Opal Mehta. It's actually got a longer title, but I always call it Opal Mehta. And it turned out that large chunks of the book were completely lifted from other books, just like hers, I guess.
That's so embarrassing.
It's also what was heartbreaking is that the plagiarized sections were actually a lot poorer than the original parts of the book.
Oh, no.
So the original work was actually much more beautiful, much more interesting, much more unique. And that's probably the voice that the publishers had wanted when they wanted her. And she'd got a movie deal put together, all of that stuff. And of course, everything was taken away. Her books were revoked. Her contract was canceled. The movie deal fell through.
Oh my goodness.
And poor Kavya. I can say poor Kavya because even though she was cheating, she was very, very young.
Like it's a self-esteem thing. She had the ability to write good things, but
better things than the stuff she copied.
Oh my gosh, that's so
so sad. I know.
That is the ultimate story of why you should not plagiarize, because not only is it terrible and you're going to get caught and it's not going to go over well, but you're marginalizing your future, and you probably have one as a writer.
Yeah, and your original writing is probably a lot better than you think it is.
How sad. Oh. Okay, well, let's just talk about influences then, since obviously after hearing this, at least no one in their right mind could even think about plagiarizing.
Yeah. So I would say that if you are reading someone that you admire greatly, let's say Longfellow, for example, you're reading a lot of Longfellow poetry and you're writing, and you find that your style is feeling more and more like Longfellow's, I think you should be flattered. You know, people pay a lot of money to go into MFA programs to write like these guys.
You make a really good point.
You know, so if you manage to get it for free and you manage to write like Longfellow, you're doing really well.
Yeah, Longfellow's not a bad writer.
Yeah, or whoever it is that you admire. If it's if it's turning out that your own writing style is evolving to be more like your heroes, then, you know, you're in good hands. You're doing very, very well. So don't worry too much. And the other thing that I would say, this will be my last piece of advice, is when we're reading really brilliant pieces of literature, we look at our writing and we feel crushed. We think we'll never write like that.
Yeah, which is probably why I've never, ever tried to write.
So I would say to you, Simone, please don't despair. The works that you're reading are probably like works when they were very, very mature, when they'd edited that same work over and over again, and that's when they came to this perfection. But if you're starting to write, I think you're doing very, very well and you're in the right track. So don't compare yourself to your heroes. Read them and admire them, but don't let them choke you or put you off from your own writing.
So they should be a source of inspiration, not intimidation.
Exactly.
Well, I can maybe handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the more I think about it, the more I think that being influenced by a great author is no different than standing on the shoulders of giants in any other industry. I mean, the great scientists of today are successful because of the work of those before them.
Just like
the great modern artists all built on each other's work. And I think that great literary figures do the same thing. I mean, that's how new genres are born and that's how new styles are born. So it's not a bad thing. It's not this caricature that I remember of people being ruined because they were too influenced and too stressed. So
No, not at all. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really great. And hey, to those of you listening out there, if you have any literary influences that you think have colored your work or that have inspired you to become a writer or try a new style, we'd love to hear about them. Just send us an email. Our address is podcast@hubpages.com. And until we meet again, have fun writing. Thank you.